Hello, this is Shibu Cherian, and let us unite in the word today as we are traveling our third journey together. Today is September the 20th and our Bible reading portion is from the book of Joel chapters 1 to 3. Our godly sorrow produces repentance leading to salvation. We read in Joel chapter 2 verses 12 to 14 like this. Now therefore says the Lord, turn to me with all your heart, with fasting, with weeping and with mourning. So rend your heart and not your garments. Return to the Lord your God, for he is gracious and merciful, slow to anger and of great kindness, and he relents from doing harm. Who knows if he will turn and relent and leave a blessing behind him, a grain offering and a drink offering for the Lord your God. Through the above passage, the prophet Joel is calling on the people of Judah and the spiritual leaders in particular to return to God with fasting, weeping and confession. This will be done through solemn assemblies and corporate fasts that should start with the confronting the sins of the people, which should lead to wholehearted repentance. The introductory phrase, now therefore, conveys Joel's great sense of urgency as God's judgment was hanging upon the nation like a sword. Though the threatened invasion was near, God's people still had opportunity to turn back to God with all their hearts. As in the book of Zephaniah, an opportunity for repentance, remorse, and renewal was offered to the people. Let us understand that our sins call for serious repentance and mourning on our part. God's people should be warned of the consequences of their sin, and the church should be taught to repent corporately. A time of corporate fasting and solemn assemblies should be declared to identify sin so that prayers for restoration can be made. When sins are discovered in our lives, we should repent quickly with godly sorrow and return to God with assurance that he will hear and forgive if we willingly confess our sins. When we return back to God, he will heal and restore us. Remember, God wants no one to fall into condemnation and come under his judgment. That is why God warns people ahead of time, so that they will recognize their sin and experience the godly sorrow that produces repentance. This in turn leads to salvation, for anyone who calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved. This is exactly what the Apostle Paul meant as he writes to the believers at the church in Corinth. Now I rejoice, not that you are made sorry, but that your sorrow led to repentance. For you were made sorry in a godly manner, that you might suffer loss from us in nothing. For godly sorrow produces repentance, leading to salvation.